Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting alongside each other right now as we read this podcast. We spent the last several hours together preparing this message in different components. It is the day before Thanksgiving here in the United States, and thus a special day, but wherever you're listening to this from, whatever country or part of the world, I believe it will pertain to you as well. Today's message is titled, Where Are the Other Nine? And that is the scripture text as well from Luke 17, verse 17, a question asked by our Lord Jesus, Where are the other nine?
Jesus often asked questions to get his hearers to think, although he obviously knew the answer. In today's text from Luke 17, he had healed 10 lepers, but only one returned to say thank you. You know, we've wondered what excuses the other nine might have had in failing to return to give Jesus thanks. So we came up with nine possible excuses they might have used. And take notice, they're all pertinent to today as well.
Now we're going to read these alternating one after the other. Perhaps one of them was too busy. That would be self-importance.
One forgot, obviously, ungrateful.
One was planning to do it later, procrastination.
One thought somebody else would do it. God does not accept vicarious praise, though. He says, let everything that has breath. Well, this person obviously was lazy.
One wanted to see if the healing would really last. Skeptical.
One had a religious prejudice, superiority.
One thought it really didn't matter. Thoughtless.
One thought, I still have a lot of other problems. Like so many, he saw the glass half empty. Indeed, on this side, whatever God may do for us, we very likely have or will have other problems. So, negative.
And finally, in our conjecture of reasons they didn't give thanks today, perhaps one of them thought, I don't want to bother him. Well, Scripture is abundant in calls to thank, praise, and glorify God. We never bother him in calls to be obedient. We would call this a false sense of inferiority. Well, these are just conjectures today. In fact, as we prepared the message, we chuckled, and an excuse today many might use, so many stores are even open tomorrow, would be, I'm going to go shopping. Well, there are three great truths that could be derived from this message. In fact, this was my sermon this last Sunday. First of all, thankfulness matters to God. It brings glory to God.
Secondly, thankfulness is an act of the will. He chose to return after all.
And finally, thankfulness is an excellent testimony. This man is remembered as the man who gave thanks. Will we be like the one who returned to give thanks?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to bless you at all times, allowing praises to spring from our hearts and express themselves in our words and actions. We magnify your name and exalt you, for you are our great deliverer. As we celebrate our thanks to you, we tell of your mighty power and works, your miraculous works in our lives. We teach these to our children, so the next generation might know them, and even the children not yet born, that they in turn might teach their children. We want each generation to set their hopes anew on God, remembering His glorious and miraculous provisions as they turn their hearts toward you. Thank you, Father, for everything. For apart from you, we have nothing. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for that prayer and for singing. We hadn't discussed that beforehand, but that was a nice, unusual touch. What a joy today to share God's Word with you through the means of the Internet, this podcast. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's just daily encouragement, spelled just like I'm saying it, without a space between the daily and the encouragement. A lot of different resources today we have on the website. I referred to a lesson regarding Brooke Scene Giving in Church about the Pilgrims. We do have the study notes to that up, as well as a number of additional resources that are available from a Christian online bookstore for purchase for those that want to dig deeper. I also have an interesting exercise we had used several years ago on Thanksgiving Day that many of you might want to consider in making that day special and giving thanks. We also have today some songs available. The song that came to mind today, and I'm not sure exactly what prompted, is a very popular worship chorus currently called How Great Is Our God. And I have both an audio and a video version of that from a church in Canada in which I like to use the resources. Well, have a blessed day this Thanksgiving Eve. We have work to do as soon as we finish preparing this and sending it off, and the service tonight, and then a wonderful day of thankfulness tomorrow. And we want to join you wherever you live all around the world. For many of you, it's not a special day set aside, but you can join Brooke Scene, Esther, and I in giving thanks to God. Have a blessed day. Stay faithful and encouraged. Brooke Scene, anything else you want to share?
Just a happy Thanksgiving to all.
Amen.